Ministers and social partners in the ECOWAS region have resolved to engage their governments to commit resources to researching into environmental factors that affect the vulnerable in society. The decision was part of a declaration made at a two-day forum hosted by the Minister of Gender and Social Protection in collaboration with UNESCO and the Rich Management of Social Transformation MOST program. At the end, Ghana was elected president of the forum. Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Anoye Litha, said decisions contained in the declaration will be implemented for the benefit of the citizens in the ECOWAS region. Doreen Ampafo has filed this report.
Among other issues contained in the Accra Declaration is for member countries to recognize the importance of protecting and supporting the less privileged in society. They are also to take note that the ability of the less privileged to overcome vulnerability is dependent on the right social, political and economic conditions provided by government. Newly elected president of the Bureau for the Forum of ECOWAS Ministers in charge of social development, Nana Oye Litha, asked the ministers to show commitment to the implementation of the Accra Declaration. She also called on the ECOWAS Commission to play an important role by following up on the successful implementation of the decisions taken.
We have agreed to create a strong link between research and policy on social development in our countries. We are calling on the ECOWAS Commission to play a catalytic role in this regard. We will engage our governments to show keen interest and commit resources to research and development and implementation of programs to address issues related to vulnerability and exclusion. To get support from ECOWAS heads of state, we will place our Accra Declaration on the agenda of the ECOWAS Summit in February 2014.
Executive Secretary, Management of Social Transformation MOST Program and Director, Divisions for Social Inclusion and Youth, Social and Human Sciences Sector, UNESCO, Angela Melu, asked the ministers present to follow up on the outcome of the report to ensure that their countries comply with the decisions made.
Ministers are highly committed to learn from each other adaptation policies to address social vulnerabilities and empower people for social inclusion, social justice and sustainable development. In respect for the people of this region, it is important that we follow up the outcome of this forum, including through the Bureau and with UNESCO and ECOWAS, in particular by appointing within each relevant ministry a focal point for technical liaison with UNESCO and ECOWAS.
The next meeting will be held in 2 years, where new executives will be elected.
Doreen Ampafo.